Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Zayin in Meseches Erevin. It's the 225th daf in Shas. We pick up two lines from the top. The Gemara in today's daf is going to continue discussing the phenomenon that when it comes to a crooked mavui, a mavui that's in the shape of the resh, as we have in the diagram on Daf Vav Amud Aleph in Rashi, that on the one hand we follow the opinion of Shmuel that says that when it comes to a mavui mafulish, you need to put doors on it. On the other hand, we follow the opinion of Rav that says that a crooked mavui is considered as if it is a mafulish, which is the chumrah of Rav and the chumrah of Shmuel. The Gemara yesterday had discussed that after a baskal came out, as described later on in Daf Yugimel Amud Aleph, it said that we paskin like Beis Hillel, we don't do both the chumras of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai together. We only follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. And the Gemara points out that to be korech mikan v'korech mikan, to take both shitas and be machmer for both of them, does not make sense. So we're going to have to answer how it could be that by mavui akum, we're following the opinions of Rav and Shmuel when they actually disagree with each other. We'll discuss other examples in regards to Tumah v'Tahara, where we have psukim that seem to be soser each other. The Gemara will also discuss cases of Zeroyim. Then the Gemara will give us other examples of a Rishus Harabim, the halachos of plazas, of deserts. Going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss the halachos in regards to Mavui, and then it's a small Amud. With that, the daf concludes. So let's go back two lines from the top. The Gemara we had left off with, we were in the middle of, was talking again about the Mavui Akum, and we have a halacha that says that we need to be choshesh both for the chumrah of Rav, being that you need to look at this as a Torah, as a Mavui Mefulish, and also the Shita of Shmuel that says that we need to put Dlosos on it. The Gemara then pointed out that we have machlokes between, when we have machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you could do like Beis Shammai. The Gemara asks, how could that possibly be? Didn't we say that the halacha follows Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara two lines from the top, V'Beisei Mahachi Kamer. Kol ha'ichad mishgachas trei tanoi trei amiroi depli yadodi. We weren't talking about the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We're talking about in general machlokes between Tanoim or Amoraim, where they're arguing. Kein machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's similar to machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Loi li avid ki kule demar v'chi kule demar. V'lo ki chumre demar v'chi chumre demar. You can't sometimes choose the kulas of one and the kulas of another, and at times choose the chumres of one and the chumres of the other. Elo oki kule demar Avid. Either you choose one or the other. But the Gemara was not saying that you could follow Beis Shammai, because once the Baskol had come out, Einoch Hanami, we are not allowed to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. So we put a big period over there, but the Gemara has a Ha'ara. We're still stuck with Rav and Shmuel by Mavui Akum. We're being Choshesh for the Chumrah of Rav. It's considered mafulish, even though Rav himself taught us that the halacha is that you don't need lasos when it comes to a mavui mafulish. Yet we need lasos for Shmuel. And Shmuel told us that it doesn't have a din of mafulish, it has a din of being closed. So mikol makom kasha, nevertheless it's a difficulty. Amarach amar yitzchak kulei kerav avdua. No, we're following entirely the shikta of Rav. Amar avuna marav halacha v'ein moirin kein. Rav had said that the halacha is like the Tanakama, that you do not need dlosos when it comes to this mavui that's mefulish l'rishus harabim, that the Gemara described on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph and quoted three different opinions. Really, you don't. However, we follow the opinion of Hananya that says that you do, who quoted Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because that's how we remore, even though Mi'ikra Tadina, we don't pask in this way. This is the second place that we've already seen that Rav felt that one should act in one way, one should be Mora L'chumra, even though Mi'ikra Tadina, it was not this way. Because we had in Vavam and Aleph, eight lines from the top, that Rav generally held that the halacha of a pirtza of a mavui is that's going to be kosher up until 10 abis. However, he said that we should be machmir for the shita of Rav Huna, who says that it's for Tzvachim. Says the Gemara, Uravada Barava Amarav. The Amar Halacha Umarin came, Ma'ikal Meimar. But Uravada Barava had said that it's Halacha Umarin came, that you don't need Lasso. So why, how could we take the Shita of Rav for a terrorist that has a Dima Foolish, yet at the same time require Dlasos? He holds then Morin that you don't need Dlasos. Amar Shizbi Kila of the Chumra de Beitrei. When do we follow to the Chumra of two opinions? Hecha de Sasri Adadi. This is a very, very important klal. And that is that the times where we don't have the possibility to follow two opinions at the same time is where the opinions contradict each other. Then we say that law of dinun kechumri devei trei. However, here they're not being sosar each other. The Gemara fleshes this out with an example in Hilchos Taharis. Kigon shedra v'gulgolas. When it comes to the spine and the skull, this nan, it says in Allah's Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, Hashedra goes shechasru v'kama chisarin b'shedra. If it's missing, it's no longer considered a shedra. That's metameh. Beishami yom shtei chul yoysu beisalayim yachul yachas. Beishami says it, two vertebrae. And Beisil say one. Udilgugoylas, Beishami yom kimalei mekdach. According to Beis Hillel, once there is even one vertebrae that's missing from a spine, then that spine will not be metame tumas oel, as Rashi explains in the Dibur Maskil Kigon. Beis Shammai says you need two vertebrae. When it comes to a skull, Beis Shammai says as long as, in order for a skull not to be considered a skull that's metame, according to Beis Shammai, once it's the size of a drill, a makdach is a drill, it would automatically be metame. And Beis Hillel is mekel. Beis Hillel says, if whatever is removed from the skull, a person would no longer be able to live with, without it, so then in such a case, says Beis Hillel, the skull would not be metame. We continue with Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel applying this halacha, and we're going to get back with the idea that when you have two psakim that contradict each other, you can't follow both psakim. I continue on in the Galil Elyon, in the beautiful hills of Eretz Yisrael, all the way up north, close to Kiryat Shmona, in a place called Tzuk Menara. My children helping me out as they have their ices during the Bein Azmanim. The Gemara continues, V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein le'inyin treifa. The same halacha applies in regards to treifa, that when it comes to the status of an animal that is considered one that will no longer live and you're not allowed to eat, when it comes to the vertebrae, we have the same halacha. Now, in regards to this machlokis, you can't follow both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. For example, to follow Beis Shammai in regards to Tumas Oel, and to say that the skull will be metame Tumas Oel, that it will be metame even if it's the size of a mekdach, and to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel when it comes to treifa, because there are two sides of the same coin. And when it comes to treifa, the chumrah becomes a kula. When it comes to treifa, as long as it's the size of a kadach is not missing from the brain, then the behema is not a treifa. That's an example where in two different areas, the halacha is soser itself. Aval hecha de lo sasri avdin, hadodi avdinan, continues the Gemara. But where the two psakim do not contradict each other, so then you could follow two different shitas. Now, when it comes to tuma and treifa, you can't follow Beis Shammai when it comes to one, Beis Hillel when it comes to the other, because they contradict each other. But what's an example? V'hecha d'sasri avdinan. For example, over here, says Rashi, in Dibar Maskel Avehecha. Over here, there are two different reasons. We have, when it comes to a mavli mefulash, do you look at it open and closed? Everybody agrees a mavli mefulash is open. What about a mavli akum? So here we had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. You could choose and be machmir for the shita of Rav to say that's mefulash, and then to be machmir for the shita of Shmuel to say that you need doors, because the two psakim don't contradict each other. You're choosing two different amorayim you're being inconsistent in your Amoraim, but the rationale of the Psak doesn't contradict each other. When it comes to a skull, you have to define what a skull is, both for Tumah as well as for Halachos of Treifa. Asks the Gemara, V'heicha d'sasri adadi law of Dinan, and when they contradict each other, then you don't follow either side at once. Masav Ramasharsha. Ramasharsha asks the question. Maisav Rabbi Akiva shalikate esrog be'echad b'shvat, that he took off an esrog on the first of Shvat. V'noag bo beizi surin, and he was machmir for two calculations of Maisav. Echad kidivrei b'shamai ve'echad kidivrei b'shilav. That is a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we know from the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What is the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilana? So when do you calculate whether the Esrog was born in the third year, for example, or the fourth year? Or, for that matter, according to Rashi, the way Rashi explains our Gemara, it's the second year versus the third year. The second year of Shemitah is Chayiv, both Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni being that you bring Yerushalayim and eat it b'kedusha. And in the third year, as Rashi explains in the Dibur Maaser Shnei Isurim, reviewing the basics, on the third year you have Maaser Rishon that's given to the Kohen, but you don't have Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Instead, there is Maaser Ani. Now, we had a fruit, Rabbi Akiva had a fruit. Shlomo Zalman wants to ask me something. Just a minute, Shlomo Zalman, okay? We had a fruit. What do you think about this case, Shlomo Zalman? We had a fruit that was picked after Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but before Tu B'Shvat. So that we know is machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Is it considered of the second year or of the third year? According to Beis Shammai, after Echad B'Shvat is already from the third year. According to Beis Hillel, it's still of the second year. So what do we see? We see Rabbi Akiva was noeg ochumra. He treated it both as Maaser Ani as well as Maaser Sheni. He gave part of it to Aniyim and part of it he took and ate Yerushalayim. Says Gemara, Rabbi Akiva gomrei istapikle velo yoda. Rabbi Akiva was a totally different story. He had a suffek, Ibeis Hillel b'chad b'shvat amur, Ibechameser b'shvat. Our Mishnah in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah says, Beis Hillel says that two b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'ilanos. However, Rabbi Akiva was mesupak, was unsure whether that tradition was correct. Amor, he said, v'avad hachal chumra, v'hachal chumra. He was choshesh because specifically it was a suffik. But if he knew that Beis Shammai held Echa B'Shvat and Beis Hillel held Tu B'Shvat, was trying to be Yotzei Bo Shitas, then it would be Sasri Adadi, and that would not be acceptable. We continue Be'ezer Hashem, 10 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amen Aleph and Maseches Erevin. I'm sitting out now in one of the yeshivas in a tiny porch looking out to one of the roads in Tzfat, one of the cobblestone roads in Tzfat, at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. The noise that you'll be hearing in the background, there's actually a lot of beautiful birds that are flying around now, and you'll be hearing the noise of preparation of Erev Shabbos as Tzfat looks out on the hills of Meron. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom. Yosef Rav Yosef Kamed Rav Yehuna V'Yosef Ka'amar Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Machlekes Bisratia Mikan, Uplatia Mikan, Uplatia Mikan. The Machlekes that we had about Mavos Mefuloshin, whether they need doors, explains Rashi in Dibur HaMaaseh Machlekes, between the Tanakama and Hananya on Vav Amar Aleph, that Hananya says that you don't need a door. Excuse me, Hananya says that you do need a door. And the Tanakama says that you don't. That's only if you have the mavui that's going into a sratia or a platia. A platia is a plaza that is a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim. A sratia is a place that's 16 amos wide where people go walk through. What we would call today, what we refer to as today as a public thoroughfare, something like an avenue. So if you have a sratia or a platia in either direction, so then in such a case, you need glossos. Avo, sratia mikan u bika mikan, but if you have a sratia on one side and bika on the other. Or, oh, bika mikan u bika mikan, if it's just a valley, so then, oisa tzuras ha-pesach mikan, v'lechi v'kur mikan. You can make a tzuras ha-pesach on one side, and a lechi and the kora on the other, and that's enough. Now the Gemara analyzes the statement why every word is necessary. Hashto, srati mikan, ubika mikan, asnalot suris, If you have a srati on one side and bikur on the other side, it's enough to make a tzuris ha-pesach on one side and a lechem yikur on the other. But if bikur mikan or bikur mikami boi, so if you have a bikur on both sides, in other words, you don't have a rishus ram on either side, there I need to tell you that a tzuris ha-pesach is acceptable even according to Hananya. That's a davar pashut. And it's the Gemara Hachi Kamar. No, the Chidush is the following. Five lines from the bottom on Zayin Amal. Srati mikan, ubikum mikan. If you have a srati on one side and bikum on the other side, nase kibikum mikan, ubikum mikan. The Braisa is telling us the following, Rav Yehuda Merav's teaching is telling us the following, that not two different halachas, bikum mikan, besrati mikan, and bikum mikan, ubikum mikan. Because once you know the halacha by bikum mikan, srati mikan, tzuris ha-pesach is enough. Certainly, bikum mikan, v'bikum mikan, tzuris ha-pesach is enough. However, the chidush is something else. What Rav Yehuda Merav was teaching is that srati mikan, ubikum mikan, becomes like bikum mikan, ubikum mikan. U'misayim ba mishmei de Rav Yehuda, and Rav concluded in the name of Rav Yehuda, imha yamavoy kola l'rachva, ain't tzarech klum. Some learn that Rav Yehuda didn't quote this from Rav, but Rav Yehuda himself said it. A rechava is an area which is the back of a chatzer, which is surrounded by four walls. You could take a look at it in the Oz V'Hadar pictures, as well as even in the Vilna Shas, the regular Vilna Shas in Rashi, you see a mavui on the left side. When it's a mavui hamefulish berushus haram, it is open on one side to rishus haram and then another. However, in the middle of the diagram over here, in the Oz V'Hadar, it's towards the end of the diagram, you have a rechava. This rechava is surrounded by four sides. It is open on some of it, but halachically, since those pirtzos presumably are less than 10, in such a case, the mavui is not considered as if it's a mavui hamefulish rishus haram. It's considered as if it ended by the Rechava. And therefore, says Rav Yehuda, if it ends in the Rechava, if the Mavui empties into the Rechava, even though ultimately the Rechava leads into the Rishus HaRabim, Rashi says that's the Chiddush over here, Rav Yehuda, that since it goes into a Rishus HaRabim, I might have thought that we considered it as if it's a Mavui HaMafulish Rishus HaRabim. Kamash Malan, no, that it doesn't need anything on the side of the Rechava, and all it needs in the Mavui is a Lechi, or a korah on the other side where it opens into the Rishus HaRabim. That's the chiddush of Ein Tzarech Klum. Amalei by the Rav Yosef Hada, Rav Yehuda de Shmuli. This that Rav Yehuda taught follows the opinion of Shmuel. If you remember, when we read the Gemara, even though originally Rav Yehuda was quoting from Rav, here we said that some hold that Rav Yehuda is not quoting from Rav. And here, this is actually following the opinion of Shmuel that says that if it's on the side of the Rechava, you don't need anything. De'i de Rav, kasha de Rav, adirav betarti. Because if he was speaking within the Shita of Rav, his Rebbe Rav, there would be two difficulties. Number one, damar yirmiya baraba merav. Mavui shenifretz b'milua l'chotzer. If you have a mavui, then instead of opening up, as in the case of Yehuda, it was opening up to a rechava, here it opens up to a chotzer. So you have a alleyway, which is closed on three sides, but it has chatzeros that open to it. Normally that mavui leads into Rishus HaRabim. In this case, well, we're in Tzfat, so this is common. There are alleyways that lead into other alleyways, which lead into other alleyways. So here you have a chatzer that opens to the mavui, the street. Now normally that street opens to Rishus HaRabim, but here it leads into another chatzer, the windy roads of the Jewish ghetto. So over here, the halacha is that if you don't construct something for the mavui, chatzer muteris, you're allowed to carry in the chatzer. However, umavui aser, the mavui is going to be aser. Vamai, what's the problem with the mavui? Just like we learned according to Rav Yehuda, that when it comes to a mavui that ends in an area that's not a rishus rabim in a rechava, then the mavui is fine, and all you need is a lechi like a regular mavui. So too over here, where the mavui ends into a chatzer, it should be fine. Rashi explains that right now we think that the logic of Rav is that since the mavui opens to a chatzer, but the chatzer opens to a rishus harabim, so then it appears as if it's a mavui hamefulish. So that is one difficulty. Why, when according to Rav Yehuda, if he was working within Rav, would we not consider it mufulish into a Rishus Arabim? A. B. From the words of Rabbi Yehuda that spoke about specifically that the Mavui opened into Rechava, we would have deduced, explains Rashi in Dibra Maschel O Mavui, that the reason the people in the Mavui can carry is because it's not open to a chatzer where those who are able to carry in the chatzer would make the people in the Mavui unable to carry. Why? Because you would need to make an Erev with them. Presumably that's why Rav Yehuda spoke about specifically this case of a Mavui opening to a Rechava. Now what do we see when it comes to the case of Rav? Rav said that the only problem over here was not that there wasn't an Erev between the Chatzar and the Mavui. The only problem that Rav had was that it was a Mavui Mefulish. So that is a second difference between what Yehuda taught and Rav had taught. We've been introduced to a new and very, very important concept. We have not learned at all about a Ruve Chatzeros and Shitufe Muvos. However, the Gemara later on will tell us that Shlomo HaMelech was misaking that if you have an area that is a chatzer that opens up to a mavui, or a couple of chatzeros more precisely are opening to a mavui, you need to join together the different courtyards so that it's considered as if they're one family. It's done by setting aside food for all of them that they could be able to eat on Shabbos. It seems that on Shabbos, as described in the Masada Rav Kook edition of the Hakdama to the Rajba, on Erevin, then on Shabbos, there's an idea that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be one mishpacha, and therefore you cannot carry from one chatzer to the next unless an Eruv has been made. So in this case, we're not concerned, according to Rav, when it comes to a mavui that's opening up to a chatzer. Again, the thrust of the Gemara was really the first problem, and that is that a mavui shenifretz lechatzer is going to be a problem, according to Rav, yet Rabbi Yehuda wasn't concerned. Amar Leh, Rav Yosef taught, you're right, this is an interesting problem. Anoy le yadana, I don't know where Rav Yehuda got his teaching from, because it does seem to contradict the other teaching of Rav. However, uvda hava bedor de ru'usa, it was a maisa that had taken a place in a village of Ru'usa, means shepherds. Mavui shekala l'rechava hava. There was a mavui that ended in Rechava. Also gemed Rav Yehuda, v'lo atzriche v'loi midi. And he didn't require anything to be put up there. So we don't know where Rav Yehuda got it from, but we know that this is Rav Yehuda's psak. V'kasha mishmei d'Rav. And if your kasha is, what about Rav, who said that when it comes to a mavui that goes into a chatzah, you don't need anything. Let us say that Rav Yehuda had learned this from Shmuel, and he didn't learn this from Rav. We sometimes have Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, sometimes Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. It could be more of the time we have Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, but Rav Yehuda also learned things from Shmuel as well. Says the Gemara, Hashta da Amar Le Rav Sheshes, Le Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. Now that we have another teaching of the Amoraim, here we put together, this is a great shiur of Ravina Ravashi, putting together the different teachings of the Amoraim to make sense of all the shitas, like an Iyun shiur. This was Iyun. The Iyun of Ravina and Ravashi is putting together and understanding the different shitas based on the teachings of other Rabbeim. What was the teaching of the other Rabbeim that will now make sense of the teaching of Rav Yehuda? Hasha d'amalei Rav Sheshes l'Rav Shmuel bar Abba v'amalei Rav Yosef bar Abba azbir alecha. They were mazbir the following chiluk. Kan she'irvu, kan she'loi irvu. The reason that Rav said it's aser is not because he considers it a mavui am a foolish. Just like we learned from Rav Yehuda that once it ends in a rechava, so too if it ends in a chatzer, we don't consider it mafulish. However, the reason why Rav said it's aser is because the b'nei chatzer aser onto the mavui caused the b'nei mavui not to be able to carry because there wasn't an eruv that was made between them. That is based on the idea Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskel Kan She'irvu, that the Gemara later on Tzadi Beis Amin Aleph says that if you have a large chatzer that opens up into a small chatzer, you can't carry in the ketana because the large one asers on the ketana. But there's no machlekes between Rav Yehuda and his great Rebbe Rav. And then there's no stira from the teachings of anybody in the name of Rav. When did Rav say it's mutter to carry
in both the Mavui and the Chatzir, or both the Mavui and the Rechava, Kan Sheirvu B'nei Chatzir and B'nei Mavui, then you're able to carry. Kan Shelo Yirvu, but if they didn't make an Eruv between them to join them together, then you cannot carry. So what comes out is, it comes to a Mavui that opens into a Rechava or a Chatzir, there is not going to be a problem of Mavui and a Foolish. Even if the Mavui is open on one side to a Rishus HaRabim, it's considered closed on the other side, and the only thing that you're going to need is a Lechi on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. However, in regards to a Mavui opening into a Chatzer, so then in such a case, the Bnei HaChatzer could Aser on the Bnei HaMavui, could cause that the Bnei HaMavui need to have an Erev, and if they don't, so then in such a case, the people in the Mavui will not be able to carry. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes today's Daf Zayin. Me'ir HaKodesh Svath, Me'aretzenu HaKadosha, Eretz Yisrael. We now go to Halacha from the Daily Daf. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our Halacha topic from Daf Zayin is the question of whether our avenues today, our big public avenues, do they have a din of a Rishus HaRabim? And, or, for that matter, do they even have a din of mevos, hamefuloshos, lirishus harabim? What we will discuss today is the shita of the Chazon Ish. Yesterday, on Daf Vav, we presented the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which emerged from that Gemara. Today, in the context of a mavui hamefulosh, which comes up on Daf Zayin, we will present the position of the Chazon Ish, which is quite different than the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Gemara on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, tells us that if we have a Mavui that opens into a Rishus HaRabim, if you have a Mavui that opens up into a Sratya on one side and a Sratya or other, or opens up to a Platya on one side and a Platya to another, so then in such a case, it's considered Mavos HaMafulashos, the Rishus HaRabim, and then according to Shita Basil on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, you need to make a Delas on one of the sides to close the third side. Yesterday we pointed out that Rav Moshe Feinstein also said from the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph is Mashma that our cities today, according to the most lenient opinion, that requires 600,000 people. Many municipalities today have 600,000 people, and many of our cities qualify as a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, and a Tzurech HaPesach would not be acceptable, as the Gemara on Vav Amud Beis describes. Those two issues the Chazon Ish disagrees with in Simin Kuv Zayin Sif Katan He. Says the Chazon Ish, it could very well be that today we do not have a Mavui HaMefulosh L'Rishus HaRabim. You have a Mavui that's closed on two sides, like, let's take a street, let's take between Amsterdam and Broadway and 84th Street, where my wife and I lived, and we tried to do a little bit of our Batzis Torah in the fascinating town of New York City. So you have 84th Street that's opening up to Broadway. There was a big discussion in the Poskim whether Broadway was considered mefulosh. Either way, let's for a moment think about 84th Street opening up to Broadway Avenue. That Broadway is very broad. Let's argue it has 16 amos. So that might be a mavui hamefulosh l'rishus harabim. However, the Chazon Ish had an ingenious point which already not only applies to New York City, but applied to Vilna as well. The Chazon Ish points out that most municipalities, you have houses that line the avenues. Not in the time of, like in the time of the Chazal, where there were many empty gaps and empty spaces. Usually what you had was you had a dense area of a few chatzeros that opened up to a mavui, which opened to a Rishus HaRabim. That Rishus HaRabim was a public domain, didn't have buildings and homes on the Rishus HaRabim itself. The Rishus HaRabim of Nahar Dah was very different than Broadway, where the Rishus HaRabim of Broadway has massive stores as well as massive high-risers where people live. If you think about it, points out the Chazon Ish, just draw it on your paper, 84th Street, opening up to Broadway, and just draw the houses on 84th Street and Broadway. And if you take a look, what you have is three mechitzos if you're going down 84th Street and closing it with Broadway because what you have is more houses than open spaces. That's called Oimid Meruba Ala Paretz. Says the Chazon Ish, it's true that Broadway might be a Rishus HaRabim, but at the end of the day, even if Broadway is a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaRabim that's surrounded by Mechitzas. So let's first go to Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. In Zayin Amid Aleph, we talk about a Mavui that's opened to two different Rishus HaRabims on either side. There weren't a set of buildings on the edge of the Rishus HaRabim. It was just an open Rishus HaRabim. If that's so, then you would not be able to carry unless you closed with doors that Mavui. However, according to the Chazon Ish's logic, the edge of the Rishus HaRabim, Broadway, also has buildings that are surrounding it. If it has buildings that are surrounding it, then it's also closed. A Rishus HaRabim that's Nu'ulos, like the Gemara on the Vav Amud Beis says, you're allowed to carry, and that's how they were able to carry in Yerushalayim once upon a time, and that's how they carry in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh to this day, especially the Old City. If that's so, so then, number one, our Gemara of a Mavui being open on two sides requiring Mechitzos doesn't apply, A. And of greater significance, the Chazon Ish comes out in a very different place than Rav Moshe Feinstein's Etzal. The Chazon Ish comes out that you will almost never today in a developed city have a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Because if you calculate how much of the spaces are really open, you almost always have Oimid Meruba Ala Paretz. If you have Oimid Meruba Ala Paretz, then in such a case, the area is considered as surrounded by Mechitzos, and therefore the open area could simply be closed by a Tzuras HaPesach, if the Pirtza is Yeser Mieser, if the gap is greater than 10. So here we see a totally different approach of the Chazon Ish to Ramesha. What would Ramesha say to the Chazon Ish's Raya about the buildings? I do not know. We see how this applies to our Gemara, that clearly, according to the Chazon Ish, there would be no need today in most Muvos, 84th Street, that has buildings open to it and opens up to two avenues, maybe both of them, one would have thought are Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Tzuras HaPesach cannot be constructed. According to the Chazon Ish, it would not be a problem to construct the Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed vehemently. He felt that these cities, Manhattan, could very well qualify as Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, and we pointed out that Rav Moshe said the entire city becomes a Rishus HaRabim. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. We see the great Shitas HaPoskim in Halacha from the daily Daf and Daf Vav, as well as on Daf Zayin, presented two different approaches by two of the great Poskim, and we see how it emerges from the Minei Ubei of the Gemara itself. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha from the daily Daf on Daf Zayin. May we be Zoche to be Mekayim, not only the technical Halachas of Erevin, but the idea that we all join together in the Rishus HaYachid of Klal Yisrael, as was during Kabbalah HaTorah, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Keneged Ahar Kiish Echad B'Lev Echad, which is the essence of also of the Eruv Chatzeros, to join together as one Mishpacha.